Alto. This is Merz for president, and you are checking out DubCNN.com, fool.
Being an artist, you go the traditional independent way for all these years. What would have been a point that would have spoken against signing with a major? Kept, you know, going the independent way.
It would have been better for it. Would have been good money to stay independent. It's more money in being independent.
Okay. So do you feel like the energy from coming from the label? I mean, just for the fact that the album didn't get pushed back, I guess that was probably the point for you to be happy about, not to get pushed back.
Yeah, definitely. I was really thankful about that. I mean, a lot of support from the label. Much support. They got a lot of money. They do whatever they do whatever they can I don't know if they're just the support of a major label. I really don't understand it just yet. I'd have to be able to tell you, a couple years from now. You know, it's my first time being on a major label. But everybody there is behind it, and that, you know, they're aware of who I am, and they know what I'm doing, and they say they like the record, and that's all I can hope for, you know what I'm saying? But it's just the first week, so I don't know. You know, I don't really know what major label support means just yet.
So what was the biggest challenge for you when you started working for the album, like from step one to now?
I guess the biggest challenge may have been choosing which songs to go on the record. So the biggest challenge was just, you know, trying to figure out which one I should put on and which one I should leave off. So that was the hardest part. Yeah, 60 songs. You can only put, so many. I think we got 80 minutes on the CD.
All right. Obviously, you're now able to reach a larger audience than before. Is that why you're going a little more into the political direction now than, now that you have that platform?
Exactly. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Now that I think, well, it's just also the times that it's really serious time in the world right now. So I think it's everybody's responsibility. And you can kind of hear it in T.I.'s music and, a little bit in Kanye's music, but mostly like the new T.I. record. People just really just talking about, uplifting and surviving struggle because, America in recession, headed for depression. And, just the times make you want to talk about something different. And I've always been one to rap about what I feel like is going on in my life. So it was that. And combined with the fact that I knew that I'd have a chance to have more people hear me, so I better say something important.
And do you think you've grown again as an artist during, the recording process?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like I grow every album, just by listening to rappers and listening to other music. You're influenced, and you just, by working with different producers, you there's always something to learn. If you're not becoming a better rapper each album, then there's really no point in putting out records.
Yeah. And how was the chemistry between you and Quick?
It was really good, we didn't really make music together. He just mixed the record, but it was just good to, he's really, a positive influence and a wealth of information. I get that. I definitely learned a lot. And he's just a really positive guy, and he has so much to share. He's a symbol of you can grow and do whatever you want in this music industry and still survive and be a major factor in the game.
It was definitely really good to be heard on songs with some of these West Coast cats.
Long-time hip-hop heads have been requesting to bring lyricism back to the rap game. How much did you incorporate that into the new album?
I don't want to say I really tried to do that. I think I did that because that's what I am, I won't say it was a conscious effort. It's just, it is who I am, so. For me, it's done. I don't really have to try. I think it's just something that I do, I wasn't really necessarily trying to bring, but that I am, to me, if the term is, I am a real lyricist. I am a lyricist, and I think I'm a proficient songwriter, so, I don't know. Yeah, I guess I try to write the best songs I can every time I write the songs, Regardless of, even if there was a million great songwriters in hip-hop, I would still continue to write great songs. But the fact that there's not, I guess, I stand out. And then what I do try to do is when I do get on TV and on the radio, I try to mention people
in the independent scene and try to, you know, tell people where I come from and make sure I you know, represent for all my independent brothers. Like, I always have paid dues and I always support the independent hip-hop scene, and, you know, that's where I come from. You know, and I'm very much still a part of it, and I still have a lot of friends over there, and all of my fans, you know, all my, you know, old fans, you know, and maybe my new fans aren't involved in it, but a lot of my fans now are still involved in it, so I can't, you know, I tour with independent hip-hop, so I'm always going to be involved.
Do you have the feeling that some of your fans expected another MERS and Nice Wonder type of album?
I don't know what my fans, no, I don't think they expected that, because everyone knew, you know, that I was working with different producers. We kind of updated them at everything. If wanted one, I don't know. Maybe some of them wanted one, but we already put out the Mercer Night Wonder Sweet Lord record, so they kind of got what they wanted already. If it's Warner Brothers or my fans, if anybody telling me to do something I don't want to do, or it's my mother, I'm always been, since I was a kid, I always do what I want to do, you know? And I don't think music comes out good when you do something you don't want to do. So, you know, if the fans started requesting me to do something I didn't want to do, then I still wouldn't do it, you know?
Yeah, so was that the reason why you put out Sweet Lord not too long ago, knowing that you're going to with something different on Merciful President?
No, it was more like it was already done, and I wanted to, it was finished before Merciful President was finished, and I just didn't want to release it after Merciful President, you know? I kind of wanted to, you know, keep it in order, and that was done before Merciful President, so I wanted people to hear it before they heard Merciful President.
The song So Comfortable with Cocaine has a typical West Coast vibe, and we rarely hear you rap on those type of beats. How comfortable were you making that song?
I was very comfortable. I think I was born to make songs like that. I think a lot of producers on the West Coast just don't fuck with me. They don't try to reach out. You know, Ninth Wonder is down, and you know, once Ninth Wonder started fucking with me, that's when I started getting the calls from like Khalil and Mad Lib and people I've been trying to work with for a while. You know, but you know, none of these guys ever work with me, because a lot of the West Coast kids and some of the East Coast kids, a lot of West Coast kids I know are really about, you know, the business, because the music business is really vital in Los Angeles, so they're about money. So when people heard I had a budget, then they wanted to fuck with me, a lot of people. But before then, people would just be like, oh yeah, we should hook up and do something, or they wouldn't even speak to me, you know? But once I signed a Warner, that opened me up to a whole new world, because these are people who have, you know, like people like Terrace Martin, who I work with, you know, this is his life, this is how he makes his living, you know what I mean? This is how they operate. So, you know, I had to have money in order to mess with him. Not saying that he didn't want to mess with me, but, you know, messing with me, he could lose money when he could be making money. So, but yeah, it was a really comfortable fit. I was just glad that was one of the things that Warner Brothers opened me up, their support opened me up to be able to afford to work with some West Coast producers and get the studio, because we usually record in basements and shit, but you can't fit a whole choir in there, or a piano, or drums, you know? So someone like Terrace needs all that stuff to work, and a lot of outboard equipment. So, you know, he has to be comfortable in order to create big sounding records like Time Is Now or A Part of Me. So, yeah, you know, and the people like, you know, LaToya Williams and Snoop and Cocaine, they all want to be paid, you know, and in the independent game, we just do favors. Like, I never paid anybody to be on my record, you know, up until now, you know, and Knife, you know, Knife and me just split everything, like brothers, and if you do a verse, you just do a verse, and I owe you a verse. I get on your shit, you just owe me a favor later on. Like, we work in favors, you know, because it's more of a brotherhood. But in the major mainstream industry, it's a real, real, it's the music business for real.
For the last question, what kind of feedback is going to put a smile on your face? What kind of feedback from Merciful President?
A Grammy and 13 million records, so that's what's going to put a smile on my face.
Only that?
Only that. Why not? You know what I'm saying? Why play for small stakes? Gotta play for the big time.